Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 218, episode 1 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness and occasionally, as on today's episode, predict the frickin' future, you guys. That's what we do here. It's January 2022 for you, the listener, here in the past when we're recording. It is December 23rd, 2021. Long ago time, which is, of course, the day many recognize Festivus, which is the holiday from Seinfeld where you decorate a pole and have an airing of grievances over dinner and feats of strength after, which is, I guess, where someone has to pin the head of the household and an unimpressive miracle. I have no idea what sort of strange traditions those of you in your future Mars colonies celebrate in January of the year 2022. So let's go with Festivus.
I like Festivus.
Here we go. Well, my
sorry
name...
Sorry if I interrupted your intro.
No, that's more than
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I'm lonely.
Me as well. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Jack. Jack in the New Year Groove. And I am thrilled to be joined by a very special guest co-host, a hilarious and acclaimed comedian, actor, podcast host, who you know from Team Coco's Meet the Staff and the movie The Feels. That's one of your favorite guests, about to be one of your favorite guest hosts. It's Ever Maynard!
What's up, everybody?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up? Well, that is my first prediction, is that is coming back.
Dude, with these people wearing the... I saw somebody unironically wearing JNCOs in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that whole Gen Z thing, like wearing 90s stuff.
I'm sorry, that was me. That was me. I'm just so
hey, who the hell was that?
Yeah, who's that? Oh my God, it's our
coming
guest.
Coming to us from our third seat, a hilarious stand-up comedian, actor, and writer who created facial recognition comedy, co-hosts the podcast, the same name. You've seen her on Dear White People, How to Get Away with Murder, Snowfall, all of the up-and-coming comedian lists. Please welcome Fizza Dosani!
What up? What up? Just me and my JNCOs.
Hey, yeah, you are in full JNCO, and that's great to see. Anticipating
JNCO
the trends.
JNCO print jeans, yeah.
There's something about 1996.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something super nostalgic about that year.
What a year. What a time to be alive. Yeah. That is when I was in all cross-color JNCO, Carl Kanai. You know,
Carl
the good old days.
Remember when y'all got the JNCOs with like the cool patch? It wasn't just a JNCO. It would be like the skater or like the weird creature, and you'd be like, "Yeah, these are cool."
Yo,
these
are they'd be wearing JNCOs too,
right?
Yeah, the JNCO on the JNCO would be wearing JNCOs.
Yeah,
it's like an Escher sketch out here of coolness.
Yeah. I embarrassingly have an MC Escher tattoo, and not a cool one.
What?
Yeah, it's a wood dog. I'm so embarrassed about my tattoos. I have the MC Escher wood sketching of a fish, like a carving, you know, for like a stamp.
Oh yeah,
and then cool. I think I've talked about it before, but I have Starry Night, Van Gogh's Starry Night on my lower back, but just the sky, no
That's
buildings.
That's dope. You are representing freshman dorm room walls well.
Yes,
with
exactly.
with your tattoos.
You have a Van Gogh tramp stamp.
Mm-hmm. It's always an interesting conversation before sex with someone new. Hey, listen, you're going to see some stuff back there. It's not what you think, but it's not what you want.
It's not what you think. It's not what you want. None of the above. I do think that college dorm room art is underrated. It is a perfect encapsulation of like a, you know, an averaging of the zeitgeist of like over the course of 20 years. It's not anything to be ashamed of, I would say. I think college dorm room art, we give it a hard time because we've all been that person who has those posters, but we had those posters for a reason. And
I
some
wonder,
of those got them tattooed.
College students, let us know, but I feel like the college students now decorate their dorm like a real apartment, no?
Yeah, probably. I'm probably dating myself.
I know.
Yeah.
I remember like when I walked into my first dorm, I just started crying because it was so fucking disgusting.
Already? Like, you walked in and it was already just like an ashtray?
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to like not have any skin after cleaning this room. Like,
yeah.
Just from all like the Lysol wipes and shit.
Yeah. That's a great question. I would be curious to hear like what held over from when I was in college and like what is new, what went away. Like, is Bruce Lee, does everybody still have Bruce Lee and Muhammad Ali posters? and by everybody I mean a bunch of dude bros and Quentin Tarantino movies.
Scarface,
of course.
Godfather.
Rappers. I had all the Wu-Tang albums on my wall. Yeah. Godfather for sure. The first time I got really high, I was looking at my Godfather poster on my dorm room wall and the cat started to move. And that's how I knew I did not like weed.
Yeah. Not for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't be the only one who had a cardboard cutout of James Dean, life size.
I mean,
oh,
the only one
yeah.
maybe in this on this podcast, but for certain, not the only one.
Definitely not the only one in Florida.
Definitely not. What about the Marilyn Monroe cutout or black and white Marilyn Monroe with like the red lipstick or a red rose? Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Little Schindler's List effect on the Marilyn Monroe to let them know you're artsy.
Schindler Monroe.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, Fizza, mm-hmm. we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. This is usually where we tell people what we're talking about. But yeah, like I said, this is kind of a, you know, loose episode where we're just going to talk about what we think is going to happen in the year 2022. You know, we're going to do our own personal predictions. We're going to look at the predictions of mainstream media outlets. We'll even make some predictions about what's going to happen to us individually, personally. And also, I should let you guys know, so we did this last year. And we got them 100% correct. So just no pressure, but like we are batting 1,000 when it comes to our predictions to this point as a podcast. So no big deal, but we can see the future. So, or it could mean that this podcast is like has some sort of curse on it where anything that we record on the predictions episode just comes to pass. So, you know, careful.
Keep that in mind.
It's a manifestation podcast.
Yes.
Huh?
So all of those things are true. We are going to get to that in a moment. First, we do still like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history, Fizza?
The last thing I searched for was, foot massage near me.
Mm-hmm. You're just asking if there's one happening near you, or you're looking for...
I was looking for one personally. Okay, yeah. That's good. So yesterday I went to this reflexology place down the street. And nice. It's my favorite type of massage.
Yeah. What is in addition to the kind of pleasure of getting a foot rub, like does it relax you? Do you like feel the effects after the fact?
Well, it's been a while since I had one. So I was like, okay, let's see what benefits are going to come from this. And I don't know. There's like thousands of nerve endings at the bottom of your feet. You know, some people would say reflexology is a pseudoscience, but, you know, regardless, it feels good. It just feels good. I mean, like, I felt a lot of like stress relief have you experienced it?
I have gotten a foot massage, not from a trained reflexologist, I don't believe.
Just within like an interpersonal relationship.
Yeah.
In the romantic context. That's a keeper. Good for you.
Yeah.
That's
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo.
The best.
I have, and I've wanted one. I'm going to go say it. I've wanted a foot massage since I was younger. Could you imagine?
Since I was younger,
I've been wanting a foot. I don't know why I've never gotten a foot massage, but I believe that with the nerve endings, it's like a brain.
Highly recommend. And there's there's four places walking distance from me. So, you know, my search yielded results.
Oh, did you? Are you going to try all four?
Yeah, I was thinking about switching it up, I want to support the local small businesses, and the prices are super reasonable compared to
freaks.
Yeah, foot.
Support the local foot freaks.
All right, you guys have like now twice implied that there's something necessarily romantic about a foot massage. Is that?
It's pretty sensual.
Goes back to the Pulp Fiction debate, right?
Yeah, it's intimate.
It's pretty intimate, right? Yeah. Okay.
Like someone in between your toes, like, you know, that's not somewhere where you usually have someone.
Yeah. I mean, speak for
yourself. When's the last time you've washed between your toes? Yeah. I wash between my toes every night because I'm a little freak.
Yeah.
And your belly button, dogs. Listeners, if you're not cleaning out your belly buttons, y'all need to start doing it.
I'm tired of finding stuff in men's belly buttons.
Yeah. Just by accident.
Yeah. How deep is this thing?
That's where my AirPod went.
Yeah, I was looking for my earbuds. My vape pen. Just small, but damn.
Yeah.
But wait, what part of LA do you live in? Because I actually need it.
West Hollywood.
Okay.
So there's like on like by Sunset between La Brea and Gardner, there's like a whole bunch of spots, like four.
Mm. Were you also asking me to about where I live so my wife could give you a foot massage? Was that also? You're like, where do you live?
What a brag that you got a wife.
Yeah.
I just start resenting you for that.
Okay. Mr.
Okay,
I got
cool.
A wife.
You got a wife.
Great.
That's great.
What is something that you think is overrated, Fizza?
The concept of I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Yeah.
I go nuts every time I hear that because it's like, that's not how sleep works.
Right.
It's like, okay, if you don't sleep, you'll probably die. It's just long term. It's just not a good idea. So I don't know. I think there's a lot of like a hustle mentality here in this industry. And I don't know. I just, for me, self-care is very foundational. So, I mean, hence the foot rubs. I haven't had one in a while. So I was like, let me treat myself. But like, yeah, just the whole I'll sleep when I'm dead. I was like, that doesn't even make any sense. Fuck you.
Yeah. Should we let
That's
them?
That's bad for your body.
Yeah, I was going to say, should we let the people who say that believe that so that they do go ahead and die, but then we can just know, like, be behind their back, be like, no, it's not true to anybody they're talking to? Because I do feel like the people who say that are the worst.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm
I feel like the people, for some reason, like, on Instagram, my algorithm now is all these weird workout bros and weird memes that are clearly troll memes, but it's like, trust a little bit, but you'll get hurt. And it's like, my Instagram algorithm is toxic math. Like, I'm getting weird car things like Elon Musk. And I was like, what the fuck is happening here? I think the people that are like, I'll sleep when I'm dead are the same kind of like Instagram guys. I'm going to try to find one while we're on the phone, while we're podcasting. But it's like, yeah, all these gym bros who are like, sleep when you're dead.
You have
two choices in life. Yeah, yeah. Tackle life or stay in bed. I'm tackling life at the gym.
They quote like, Joe Rogan all the time.
Yeah. Like those are the sleep when you're, they're the same people.
They want to be Elon Musk.
There's this thing that emerged last year in 2021. You see how good I am at this recording for the future? Where, like, I think it was in 2021 where, like, we started finding out that Mark Wahlberg wakes up at, like, 2:30 in the morning to start his day with, like, a 8-hour workout. The same is true of The Rock. And I almost feel like they are doing what I... what I was suggesting, where they're just like making fun of the people who are like sleep when you're dead and just like getting them to do something really unhealthy for their bodies by waking up that early, because that can't be good for you. Nobody can wake up at 2:30 unless you're going to bed at like 5 in the afternoon.
Unless you're Mark Wahlberg and you're hitting a man with your car.
Right. Oh, Mark Wahlberg has hit so many people with his car, just completely sleep deprived. Just has like a fleet of cars of fixers behind him who are like handing out money. But yeah, the sleep when you're dead thing, I feel like demonstrates a pretty wild misunderstanding of both sleep and death. Like, I don't think those are the same thing.
Yeah. It's like you're not going night night and then waking up 8 to 12 hours later. I'm saying 12 hours because not ever sleeping, you're gonna want to sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, when you're dead, you decompose. You know, when you're sleeping, you regenerate. So it's a very different.
Yeah, they're kind of the opposite.
I'd like to share this that I just got off my Instagram algorithm.
Yes,
if I may.
Please.
It's a little bit of the opposite, but I'm also, I think we've talked about this on a previous, we might have offlined about this, but I was going through a breakup and I follow this account, like Young Pablo, and it's just like mindfulness, you know, passages. But now the algorithm is like, you're fucking depressed and you're a fucking dyke, so we know what you want. And it's all super codependent memes wrapped up in therapy terms or like faux therapy. But it's like, this one says, a girl is happiest when she knows you make her your everything in front of everyone every time. Author unknown, but it's from his secret obsession. I'm like, what? Who is this? Here's one. Sorry. I know I'm getting off tangent, but a man doesn't call you, it's because he doesn't want to call you. If he doesn't invite you to go outside, it's because he doesn't want to see you. If he doesn't invite you to go outside.
Go outside.
Is that how you got your wife? I got to start inviting girls outside.
Hey, come outside?
Hey, I'm asking you to come outside.
Call you out.
What's up, girl? You going to come outside?
I need to come outside.
Yeah.
If he treats you like shit, it's because he doesn't care. If he lets you go, it's because he doesn't want to be with you. When a man says, I'm not ready, but you're the love of my life and the only one I want, but now is not the right time, it's simply because he doesn't want you. Don't keep playing his confusing games. Don't justify him. Usually, this is so much, but it's always at the end of these things, it's always some ad for like a game. Do y'all get those algorithms yet?
I mean, I don't, but I have to stay off Instagram sometimes for my own mental health, because if I saw that, I think it would just ruin my whole day.
I don't know why no girls are not asking me to go outside. How come the butch one always has to be like, you want to go outside? Girls, if y'all are listening, you need to be asking your butches. Sorry.
Is, yeah.
This is, okay. I'm sorry.
You know,
this is hysterical to me.
Someone comes to your window, throws little rocks at it, and then asks you to come outside. That's how courtship works.
That's what Melissa Etheridge's song is about. Come to my window.
Yeah.
And guess what? If a man ain't saying come outside, ladies, sorry, move on.
He don't want to see you.
Ladies, girls, listeners, look, boys, other gays, if the other gay isn't saying come outside, they don't want to be with you.
If he doesn't give you food, he doesn't want you to eat.
If he says, also these posts, if he says he loves you and he only wants to be with you, but right now is the right time and he can't be with anybody, but he really wants to be with you. But if he could be with anybody because he loves you so much, he's not the right one.
It's like a massive flowchart.
He's anxious avoidant.
Yeah, one's like a massive thing that goes to like, he's not the right one. One goes directly to he's not the right one. He doesn't let you go outside.
He's not the right one.
He's not the right one.
Yes. What is something that you think is underrated, Fizza?
Well, I mean, I don't mean to like, you know, be repetitive, but I wanted to circle back to a foot massage.
Yeah.
I can't emphasize that enough. So ever, I hope you have the pleasure of enjoying one soon.
You had mentioned that you were looking for like local foot massage. Is there like, does Amazon have a global foot massage? Like, is there the big business version of foot massage?
I'm sure there's an app where you can just find people who, you know, there's people who are the tops and bottoms version of foot massage. The receiver and the massager. Yeah.
If there's not, somebody's about to make a lot of money off of that.
Yeah. No, feet are big business, you know, like, I mean, there's like Wiki Feet. It's a whole, there's not like a sexual thing. I just really love the way it feels. And I think it does have like, there are more nerve endings in your feet than anywhere else in the body. Don't quote me on that, but I'll say there's thousands.
Let's go with it.
Yeah, there are thousands.
Yeah.
There's definitely thousands. Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely like a foot rub feels weird and good in a way that like no other like back rub or like, you know, other types of massage really feel. I
will say walking barefoot on the grass is pretty comparable.
Oh man,
clean grass, no poo-poo grass.
Yeah.
Hey, does your wife walk in the grass for you?
Yeah. She walks through
ladies if
fields.
You're not walking through the grass for your men.
He don't want you to have legs.
Right. That's, I mean, absolutely. That's exactly what that means. I stepped on a bee in the grass when I was a kid, and I am only now waking up to the pleasure of walking in the grass with bare feet because I was so scared of getting a sting on my toesies for most of my life. But it is a really nice feeling. All right. Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and tell everybody exactly what is going to happen in 2022.
Sounds great.
Zeit Gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, you know, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone. Transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system. Or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, you know, I had a bustling retail business, and I need, you know, maybe some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zeit Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back. And all right. So it's time for 2022 predictions. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we nailed them last year. Anna did suggest that we were going to develop laser eyes. And that one has yet to come true. But it's still early where we're recording this. It's still December 22nd. So eventually, you know, I expect that to happen. But Should we just like run through, you know, we put together some lists of predictions for the year 2022 from, you know, esteemed journalistic outlets like Pure Wow. I don't know what that is. PureWow.com. Their prediction list, they said riding a wave of nostalgia, which I feel like we've been doing. That's a trend I've noticed with a lot of these media list predictions is they just find a trend that's been going on for 20 years. And they're like, that's happening for sure. So they were like, hey, you're going to see some reboots this year. You're going to see some stuff about, like, you know, period pieces. Have you guys heard about these
like
things?
Like it or not.
Because they're coming. Yeah, like it or not. Like it or get not. Ready, sunshine.
Hey, yeah. Buttercup.
Wake up, Buttercup. Because a wave of nostalgia is about to crash on your ass. So, Rise of Raunchy Comedy. This one, again, feels like something that has been happening on and off for a while. But I do feel like maybe there's been a lightening of the raunchy comedy.
That's how I feel. Isn't Wet Hot American Summer like coming to series on Hulu?
I think it was in series on Netflix. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
2-3 years ago. Yeah.
Well, it's coming back, Buttercup.
So, sorry to say.
Get ready. I will say, I don't think that's good news for my mom because I said the word nipples around her. And she was like, don't say nipples. Oh, my God, you said nipples.
Oh, my gosh, ever. My mom won't say nipples either. She'll say the apex of the bust.
What?
Wow. I mean, that's well put.
Yeah. So
I mean, I guess that's a great definition.
Yeah. I really
appreciate
that.
The apex of the bust?
The apex of the bust.
Suck my apexes.
But you know, what if someone has inverted nipples? Like, that doesn't really work, does it?
I think it does still. Oh, because yeah, still that's why time. I kind of like it. If you don't have nipples, like there is an apex of the bust.
The bust, yeah.
So I think it's inclusive. I think it's descriptive, and I applaud your mom. But
listeners, is it inclusive?
Also fine. Word.
You decide. Yeah. Comment in. Sorry.
And if
I'm
it's not,
topic.
Sorry, Buttercup.
Yeah.
Hey, Buttercup.
That's going to be, apex. Yeah, something that people should know is that we're coming hard in 2022. That's a prediction. We're going to be doing a lot of, you know, oh, sorry.
In
are
2022?
You too sensitive? Yeah, that's how the Daily Zeitgeist is gonna ride.
We're
no, going
to get our mothers to say nipples.
Yes. There we go. So the two good predictions I thought they made that I'm going to agree with, international content, you know, the Squid Game thing is going to continue to happen. Yeah. We're going to see more and more international shows, movies. I feel like it happened with movies with Parasite and then with Squid Game. But I feel like more and more, it doesn't even need to just be like new ones. Somebody needs to just be like, yo, there is an entire like century of great international movies and TV shows that most of you haven't watched. So here, watch them now.
I'm ready for them to remake The Waltons.
The Waltons? Wait, what?
I'm going to pull this up because my mom has I just got my parents the internet and the Fire Stick. So my mom will be like, The Waltons or horse movies. My mom I just taught her how to talk into the Fire Stick and so she'll put horse movies and scroll over and they're all bad. And then she just always watches War Horse. We've watched War Horse twice. I've been here for 2 days. The Waltons is an American historical drama television series about a family in rural Virginia during the Great Depression and World War II. It was released in the 70s. So, Blue Ridge Mountains.
Is that
it's a wholesome show?
I think that's one of the shows that my parents would quote when I was younger and I didn't know what the fuck they were talking about. Like, I think there was maybe a character named John Boy or something in that, and they would call me John Boy because my name is John officially. And I did not like that, but they seemed to get a kick out of it. So,
they loved it.
Yeah.
Great. Waltons are coming back.
And then horse movie is a genre, you know. I think I would add that into like the overrated category.
Horse movies?
Horse movies? People like, you know, every now and then I like a good horse movie as well. Who doesn't want a nice, is it, Spirit Away? Get a horse?
I love horses. I do love horses. I love animals, but yeah, I don't know. It's just something when I see like too many horses in the marketing, like I'm just like it turns me off.
One too many horses.
Ever's mom did just walk into the frame behind her and make a throat slashing motion to Fizza. So
I love horses.
Yeah,
I do love horses. It's just as a genre. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's always an exception, but
original docuseries is another prediction. Not that they will suddenly become a thing, but that they will keep getting good, better. Yeah, I feel like we are at a time now where there is enough footage to make a compelling docuseries about everyone in the world. So, like, because we're just constantly, you know, taking videos and pictures of ourselves. So I'm expecting documentaries and docuseries to get better and better in the coming years. It would be my pick.
Ladies, y'all need to be coming to my window, hollering at me to come outside and watch an original docuseries.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm just going to say there is one prediction that I do not like. I don't like that it'll be television shows with like older women on the forefront, you know, which I think that's great. Time for older women to shine, people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Yeah.
I don't like that they use the Sex and the City. Oh, it's called And Just Like That. I always keep calling it like And There We Were and like It Happened Again. Like,
it's,
I can't
the
remember
Sex and
the
City
new
reboot.
Name.
Yeah.
But it's so bad. It's like, really? But again, riding the wave of nostalgia. Oh my God. It's the Ouroboros. The snake is eating itself. We got older women riding the wave of nostalgia, and it's the same cast. Damn, Inception,
and doing
here
raunchy
it goes.
Comedy. They even mention another country, so it's international content. and the acting is so good, it might as well be a docuseries.
I would say, yeah. Well, she carries in a new podcast.
Yeah.
So.
They.
Can we get Carrie on?
Yeah. Get her on. Carrie Bradshaw as a guest. That is one of our predictions.
Carrie, let's talk about Chris.
Carrie Bradshaw will join as a guest. And yeah.
We got to ask her about why she didn't perform CPR.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she just, I mean, made, like, she didn't do anything. She didn't call, like, 911. Like, he was very much alive.
Mm.
You know, when she got there, like she came, she saw him, and she stood there for like 10 seconds. Like,
yeah. By the way, if you guys are listening to this, you're getting mad. This is a spoiler alert. You're on the internet, and you've all seen the spoiler alert by now. You've all seen it on Twitter, Instagram, social media. You know it. So don't come at us in the comments getting mad. I've also
never felt less bad about spoiling something because it's not good, I would say.
Yeah.
Would be my.
It's no Emily in Paris.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
I watched one episode of that and I said, I'm supposed to feel bad?
Yeah. No, that is good. That, you know, they talk about second screen content where it's like supposed to be something you're doing in the background. I think Emily in Paris is like fourth or fifth screen content where like you are watching something else while doing something, while maybe doing a crossword puzzle. And then, like, somewhere in the house, Emily in Paris is on, and you, like, walk by it every once in a while, and you're like, huh. And then, you know, ignore it.
Like a doctor's office?
Yeah, exactly.
It's doctor's office content.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's, first of all, not great, so we're not spoiling that much. Second of all, they came for podcasts in a way that I found devastating when she said that podcasts are the new jury duty. I was like, well,
she said, oh, I didn't see that part. But
Carrie is the voice of our generation. So we're fucked now, guys, now that she said that.
I haven't watched the latest episode where the one character does stand up, but I heard it's so bad.
Oh, I heard that's bad. That's just a general, like, there's never been good, like, comedy, like Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. Like, or stand up when they're trying to, when they just like throw that in as an extra thing. They're like, and then, so we'll add this later. But then at this point in the script, they start doing the best stand up you've ever heard.
It's an add-on.
That's not how it works.
Is the character, like the actor, an actual stand up?
No.
No. Ah. I think they are the best actor on the show, which isn't saying much. Or it's the
they
best.
They were a doctor on Grey's Anatomy.
Right.
Dr. Torres.
Right.
Okay.
And
Callie. Oh, my God. Dr. Callie Torres. For a minute, I was watching two episodes of Grey's Anatomy a night during the quarantine.
Oh, really?
I said, this will be my number one screen to night time. Grey's Anatomy.
All right. Moving down the list of prediction shows. CNBC had one where they were like, we asked media execs to predict 2022's industry-shaking events. And I didn't know what any of this shit meant other than I think they said Apple's going to buy a TV movie studio, which, sure. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
They said Vice is going to like be sold for pieces or something. And sure, that sounds bad for Vice. But everything else was, you know, a lot of streaming stuff that I wouldn't.
This just makes me sad.
Yeah.
Because it's just going to be, this reminds me of Hollywood nepotism. This article, I was like, man, I don't know. This, everybody's going to be, I'm upset by it.
Yeah.
We all just get real sad and real quiet for a moment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. At least you got a wife.
And she rubs your feet.
I mean, you guys assumed that I was talking about my wife. It might have been a masseuse.
All right. Well, if you don't want to talk about your wife, we don't have to talk about your wife.
My wife.
My wife. Sorry.
It's just I can't. Jack's wife. Anytime I talk about her, I feel conflicted between saying my wife and not. And it's.
Can you say Jack's wife? Jack's wife.
Jack's wife. Yeah, I could. Ipsos did a weird one where they don't make predictions. They just poll people on what they think will happen because they don't have the courage of their convictions. So, like, people think the rest of the world will get vaccines, which I certainly fucking hope so. You know, the pandemic won't be over until they do. People think prices are going to increase faster than income, which is another one of those things that's been What's going new? On for a while. Yeah, that's not a Decades. Novel prediction. Rise of the virtual world. So this is the one that jumped out at me because this is the prediction and possible eventuality that I feel very uncomfortable with, that like Mark Zuckerberg was right and like Meta is going to become a thing and everyone's going to be walking around with their dumb little avatars and in like meetings. And I hope not.
I don't think so. Not for me. Pass. Yeah.
That's a pass.
I did see one on there about like the global conflict. And one thing that kind of struck me on that was that there was, it was almost like 50-50. Well, it's 34-46. So a little bit more, 46% said no, but that nuclear weapons would be used. And I kind of feels like that's, I would agree with that. And I also, one of my predictions is that Russia will fully invade Ukraine this year and nobody will do shit about it.
Yeah.
I'm calling it. Y'all heard me call it. I dibbed it.
She said Anyways, it first.
Anyway, just a sad moment.
I would say that's kind of my overall prediction, is like a continuing on of bad things happening and everyone just kind of looking around being like, is nobody going to do anything? Like, wait, so nobody can do anything? Nobody's going to do anything?
It's the Biden administration.
Yeah. Like there's
all these bad things we could have. Anyways, all right.
There's this new Northwestern article where they like asked a bunch of experts for their predictions of 2022, and it was by far the most optimistic. So shout out to experts. They said we're entering the endemic phase, which I would love for that to be true. And I don't know shit about virology, so I'm hoping I'm just gonna go with that.
I bet your wife does.
My wife.
She's a physician, so she does.
His wife.
Oh, tight. Where at?
a podiatrist is not a physician, technically.
Yeah, they're predicting transitions in energy. That this was the one that made me wonder if this is. Like there seems to be this like mainstream media academic world idea that we still live in like the world of the Clinton administration, because they're just like, yeah, the Biden administration is poised to revolutionize our country's fight against climate change via their two-tiered infrastructure package. We sit on the precipice of federally backed transitions in energy and transportation. And I just feel like, that would be great. What makes you think that's going to happen? What is, like, that would be great, though. I mean, at least that's one thing we can put out. An expert thinks that we're going to really make a dent in fossil fuels and, like, start moving the needle in terms of climate change. That would be awesome, right?
Well, we better be.
I know. Again, we fucking better.
We better be. Wake up, Buttercup. We better be freaking on the move.
That's right. And then there's a AI prediction, again, from an expert, again, like this one. Thank you, Northwestern.edu.
Apparently
and again, and so to speak, and heretofore. No, they think that AI, you know, to this point, it seems like AI has largely been used to serve us better ads and like algorithmically predict like what people are going to click
we
on.
We just talked about my like, Instagram algorithm.
It seems to be what they're using it for. And this person is saying that they're going to use AI to find better like alternative energy solutions. So that would be a pretty cool.
That would be pretty nice.
Is the solution AI like basically taking down humanity?
Right. Yeah, yeah. It's going to just, you know, make half of the population disappear like Thanos, and we'll work from there.
Problem solved.
Yeah. No, it's like the molecular structures the AI is going to help with. I don't know. It sounded pretty cool. We've already talked about on a previous episode how the takeout was predicting food trends, one of them being popcorn. Have you guys heard about this stuff? Mm-hmm. Popcorn. They think that's going to be a big snack in 2022.
I had popcorn last night.
Oh, so it's already begun.
Yeah. White cheddar.
Called it. the takeout called
it. Nice.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and give our personal and fated to be true predictions for the year 2022. And we put it at the end because we're good at teasing. So we'll be right back and then you'll find out what's going to happen this year.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. And let's just kind of do a round robin, starting with you, Ever. What's a prediction beyond Russia invading Ukraine, which you already gave us, that you think is happening?
Oh, gosh. I think we're going to get another $600 stimulus. I don't have any good predictions. Yeah! We're going to get one $600 stimulus check during this Omicron. And I don't have good. I usually try to be so optimistic, and I I just started an antidepressant and it's not kicking in yet. I'm still seeing reality. I've never been to, and I'm just like, you know what? We're going to get a 600 pound. We're going to get a 600 pound. Dude, if we were in London, a 600 pound stimulus would be pretty tight. I think we're going to get a $600 stimulus once, but we're really going to need it a week.
Yeah, like every week instead of, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Fizza, what do you foresee?
Oh, I think more boomers will accidentally say racist shit.
Accidentally.
No. Yeah.
Some
or
are trying.
Stop accidentally and start intentionally saying it.
Yeah, I guess some are trying.
Yeah. Shit. Okay. I think psychedelics will continue to grow in popularity and cultural influence in 2022. And I think this is my hope. This is my optimistic hope. Miles has put a lot of our listeners onto rep sneakers, like replica sneakers, that are almost as good as the real thing, oftentimes just as good, like made by the same people in the same factory, just like not while Nike is watching them. I am hoping that there's a movement where everybody just like does that with everything. It's just like, fuck name brands and just like start, you know, I like we are too bought into like the official narrative of capitalism and like what they want us to give a shit about. And I'm hoping that people like rep sneakers, rep everything that is like name brand that people pay way too much money for.
I will say Russell Athletics, always. I'm a Russell boy for clothing brand. But I was at a thrift shop here in Temple and I should have bought it. It was only $6. It wasn't. There's a dog barking. Apologies. An Off-White season 15-16 knockoff varsity jacket, and it was like, so you know, it was like so close, but it was like clearly fake and they had washed it so many times it was like pilling, and I was like, this wasn't real. Anyways, it just was so I wish I would have bought it for the fake, for the knockoffs, for the like DHL gate, you know. I'm with that, like fuck it, I'm not gonna spend $2,000. I was on
fuck it all.
A website this morning and I was like, $2,000 for a baklava. What is it called? Not a baklava, but a face.
Balaclava.
Baklava is food, man. Is it yeah. $2,000 for a dessert. Wake up, buttercup. Okay. On a personal prediction, I will sled squat 1,000 pounds.
That sounds squat like a lot of pounds.
I'm already at 6'10".
So can I ask you what a sled squatch
is? Sled squatch. It's,
that's my wife. My wife is a sled squatch.
That's how Sasquatch gets around.
As soon as I get a wife, I'm going to call her my sled squatch.
That sounds so
sounds
dirty.
Awful. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's a sled squatch.
It is a... it's... You know, you have the squat. It's different than the squat. I got to get my squats up. I want to squat 125. But sled press is where you're like kind of, it looks like you're in a jet cockpit or like you're in some kind of thing where you're like sitting down and your legs are above you. So you pull them down.
Oh,
so
right.
So instead of standing up, you're laying down and then the weight goes down.
It's
and
on
then
like
you have
a
to
slider.
Like press
yeah.
Them up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, right. You know.
Damn. That's.
Yeah, I'm at 6'10", dog.
That's pretty impressive.
How, thanks.
Like, in what increments are you, like, going up? So, like, every month you do, like, an extra 100?
So, no, I try to, what I'll do is I'll do overloads. So, and it takes, like, 30 minutes on the machine. So, I'll start at, like, right now I start at 450 pounds. That's warm up. And then I do that 3 sets of 15. And then I'll, like, add another, like, 50 to 100. build up until like, and then, you know, on a Friday I'll try to max out, and then the next week I'll add 10-15 to my starter. It's boring. I don't know the math of it. I just figure out my body and I'm like, okay. And I do it because the bros at my gym, they always bogart the machines, and then this one guy was looking at me dirty because I was like on it for a long time, and you know, I could tell he like wanted me to get off, and I wasn't being greedy, but I was like, this is so boring. I'm so sorry. I don't know. I'm telling you all this story, but the end of it is his like max rep was my warm-up rep. Oof. And now he won't look at me at the gym anymore.
He can't make eye contact.
Little South Pasadena bitch. Wake up, Buttercup. South Pasadena Buttercup. Just being so awful right now. I would never call my wife a
Sled squatch.
Sled squatch.
Sled squatch.
Sled squatch. That's right. Yeah. I'm sorry, honey. I'm so sorry. All right. We'll do a TDZ. Watch this space. More non-TDZ shows coming. Also, I think we will tour again in 2022, but we will be touring as part of the cast of a very unsuccessful musical. So it'll be canceled pretty quickly and nobody
can I direct that?
Yeah, absolutely. We won't even be the leads. Like, it'll just be, we'll just come on like at one point, 15 minutes in and do a quick plie and then that'll be it.
It'll be the apex of the show.
Yeah, exactly. The apex of the bust. I mean, that would actually be appropriate. If it was a bust show that didn't go anywhere, then that would be the apex of the bust.
Shit, can we talk about something right quick?
Yes.
I don't know if we have time. Speaking of, I'm getting my apexes off, by the
way. Oh, shit. What?
I'm Congrats. Getting top surgery.
Congratulations.
This comes out January 4th, January 28th.
Wow.
Yeah, very soon. I'm excited.
That's amazing. So,
if y'all want to...
Congratulations.
Hook a bro up. Click that GoFundMe.
Oh, do you have the link on your... You have the link on
on the gram.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so also, excited. We will link off to that in the show description.
If you want, but shit.
Absolutely.
No squat statues. I'm getting my... I said... Anyways, we don't got time to talk about it, but apparently I got to think about my apex placements.
Oh, right.
I never even thought about that. Yeah. Somebody was like, where are you going to put your apexes? And I was like, what?
Oh, right.
I was going to let the plastic surgeon decide.
Yeah. Isn't that kind of your area? Like,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So my search history is just male pecs. Like a pervert.
Oh, gosh.
Anyways. Well, congratulations. That is awesome.
Thanks, Docs.
Yeah, that's dope.
Fizza, what you got for personal recommendation or personal prediction?
Personal recommendations for Apex placement.
Yeah, what do you got for a recommendation for
Well, Apex I'm going to be a super sled squatch jerk. I'm definitely going to grow like a new chin hair. That's
okay.
That's going to happen. No one tells you that shit happens in your 30s. No one talks about that. And then...
So hormone changes.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just going to... But again, that's sort of like taking a trend that's been going on forever and just continue. So I'm not bringing anything novel to the table here.
Yeah. 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 The... What was... I had one of those. Those...
A chin hair? Bitch, you got a...
Got a couple.
I don't know why you keep calling people bitch. I'm so sorry.
This is a great personality that you're trying on for the year 2022. Like it. But it's
I'm just
fun.
Going up to women's windows. You want to come outside?
So... More comedy creeps. We'll have the other shoe drop was one of mine that's like, yeah, that's been happening. But I think more creeps in general. But I feel like we got some comedy creeps coming out, unfortunately.
I feel like this is a subtweet about me.
Wait till you get that top surgery, man. Everyone's going to be coming.
They better be.
Yeah. Coming by the light of the moon at your window.
What else you got, Ever? Any other
I think that we're going to have a better Amtrak system. I do believe that somehow this, some part of this FDR's better deal or whatever the fuck he's trying to like Biden's like, you know, it's good for the roads thing is going to, I think we will get a better train system in America. I think that'll be part of like the reduction of climate, harmful climate change. And I would hope that, I mean, you know, we've been trying to get a bullet train in California for 30 years.
Yeah. So,
but I would hope that, you know, that would be a thing that's going to happen, or at least charging stations for more electric vehicles, you know, even, you know, blue collar like Ford and like other like everybody thinks like, you know,
Tesla.
Electric. Yeah, it's Tesla, but,
doesn't
you know.
Need to be that asshole. I'd like to predict that people are going to turn on Elon Musk, but just the energy of the like Instagram memes of people quoting, like attributing quotes from Einstein to Elon Musk is like so strong. I just feel like it's going to take a little while for...
He's not doing the physics himself.
Right.
He's got a team of people. He's a rich guy. He's an investor.
He's a rich guy.
Everybody thinks that he's a rich guy and he's gone too far and you know what?
He was born with was it a ruby?
He can rely on his old man's money.
He
you
can
know?
Rely he's on his old man's rubies,
man's one.
I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rubies or emeralds. He like used to walk around with one of those precious jewels in his pockets because that's what...
I got two precious jewels. Hey. Okay.
I'm telling you, just think about trying this on as a 2022.
I don't think this is going to help me out in any way, but I'll do it.
At least on TDZ. Every time you're on TDZ, I love it. I will predict that when Democrats lose a bunch in the midterm, they will blame progressives rather than politicians who haven't been doing the stuff that they said they were going to do. And, you know, we'll have to confront Trump's reelection bid getting more and more. I'm sure at times it will look very silly and like it's not going to happen. But then it
that's what we thought the first time.
Yeah. Then it will ultimately, you know, as it gets closer and looks more and more likely, there will be some turning on the progressives in particular and the left. It will be the left's fault, according to the mainstream media, would be my guess for 2022.
I think there will be further legalization of weed, but they're not going to really do much about those who are already serving, you know, who are incarcerated for it. So that's frustrating.
Yeah. My parents and I were just talking about that. It's really fucked up. And I feel like I feel like people in Texas know it would also help the economy here in Texas, but they won't do shit to legalize it.
Yeah.
But it's like, whatever, man. Fuck this. I feel, oh gosh, I think we're going to get another booster and we're going to feel so good about it because it'll be like, this one is it, guys. And then it won't. Again, I don't have good predictions. Guys, right. I don't have happy endings for this year anymore.
I think we're gonna get these boosters every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's gonna be like
flu shot, right?
Exactly, but twice a year.
Yeah,
that's my guess.
Stock up on them now. Get seven now. Go to different Walgreens.
I know. I've been,
Why not?
I'm a collector. I get all the different brands. I get a couple J&Js at a time, one for my right arm, one for my left arm.
Original J&J.
Original. I got that original J&J.
Oh, yeah, I got J&J. The OG.
The J&J ones, you know, the classics. And then I got the J&J threes when Tinker Hatfield started designing them. And,
what about the AstraZeneca, the discontinued...
Oh yes.
Man, if you got the AstraZeneca, keep that in a shoebox, man, in a glass case, because that's
it. I know a guy. Yeah. He goes, and when the AstraZeneca dropped, he was there. He was on the streets, camped
limited
out overnight.
limited dish.
Y'all think McDonald's will have a veggie burger yet?
Do they?
They don't?
I thought they...
They don't. Do they have an Impossible Burger?
I don't know.
I never even realized that. Wow.
Yeah,
I'm surprised.
Sure.
Burger King does.
Oh, they do at some locations. Well, we need it everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know why I just got mad at your producer, Becca. I'm so sorry.
Well, nice try, Becca, but we need it everywhere. Okay.
Okay, Pansy. I'm so sorry, everyone.
Buttercup.
All right. Well, you guys, it has been such a pleasure having you both on the show. Fizza, where can people find you and follow you and all that good stuff?
They can just follow me at Fizza Dasani on all the platforms, FIZAADOSANI. I know my name sounds like a carbonated drink with a stupid spelling, but there it is. Yeah, so just Instagram, Twitter, Clubhouse, all that stuff at Fizza Dasani.
Yeah, yeah. Is there a tweet or some other work of social media you've been enjoying?
Yeah, Mohamed El-Sheikhi, very funny comic, tweeted something that made me laugh. He said, I can't believe I have to sit inside my apartment and watch Omicron live my dreams of moving to New York and making it big so fast. Made me giggle.
sorry, I'm just... I have family that's supposed to be visiting in 2 days from New York, and they woke up with cold symptoms. So,
oh no, tell my friend, I'm telling y'all, like, get it tested, because my friends, they got the vaccine, they got the booster, and then we were all together in Austin, and she was like, oh, I think I have allergies, or I might have a cold, I think I need to go to the hotel, and I was like, it's just cedar pollen, pansy, you buttercup, and then it was, it was bad COVID. Sorry. Oof.
Well, Ever,
mm-hmm.
Great having you as guest co-host. Where can people find you and follow you? And what's a tweet you've been enjoying?
Thank you so much for letting me train wreck the podcast. Oh,
this is wonderful. Are you kidding?
I always enjoy coming on. One thing that I love is by Nicole Thurman. At Nicole Thurman, she said, me turns on TV and then my mom, it's now time for my one woman show, The Loudest Sounds in the House, with special guest, Frequent Unnecessary Questions. Because I'm at my parents' house right now. It's awesome. Because, like, again, you know, it's like, okay, here we go. And then can we get my mom on the podcast and just have her explain the plot of movies? Because that I'm telling y'all right now, it's, I still don't know the plot of War Horse, and I've watched it twice, and I've had her explain it to me three times.
Oh my gosh. Ever, please apologize to your mom. I didn't mean to shade horse movies, you know, to each their own.
She loves a horse movie.
Too late, Fizza. Sorry.
Too late.
Pissed. You know, I've evolved since. I'm capable of that.
All right. So tweets I've been enjoying. Karen Kilgariff tweeted, just say what the soup of the day is while the mystery. Old Tom at Yucky Tom tweeted, reverse cowgirl so we can both watch A Muppet Christmas Carol. Brandon Daly tweeted, will I get the new COVID if I haven't seen the first one? And then Josh Gondelman, I think this is just a really good idea. He said, I feel like we could cut the military budget down to like $800,000 to pay for the fancy buttons and hats, and the other countries would assume the rest of it was still there. I'm like, yes, that is my wish. That is my hope for the year 2022, is some outside-the-box thinking like that. Anyways, you can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. Find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. And I am going to recommend Beating Down Your Block by Monaleo. The song fucking rules. It feels, it really like brings me back to like golden era West Coast rap. Like, it just makes you feel invincible, which you are not, but makes you feel that way. Anyways, The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That is going to do it for us this morning. But we will be back this afternoon to tell you what's trending, and we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye. See ya.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.